Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. Do you remember what the first day of school is like? I want you to really go back and remember. I remember my first day of fourth grade. There's a picture that I have. I had on this really nice cream sweater and my favorite book bag of all time. It was a tote bag. It was bright red and it had rainbow stripes. And there's a picture of this kid with missing teeth, smiling and waving and getting ready to get on the school bus. I remember loving that year in school. Loving my book bag, loving the first day of school. I always loved this first day of school. Do you remember the first day of school in one of your favorite years? Or do you have a picture of you getting on a school bus or getting ready to go back to school one year? I love the start of a new school year, getting new school supplies. Your binder is fresh, ready to be filled with new information. Nothing is crinkled. Nothing is wrinkled yet. Nothing is overdue. Nothing's behind. You're not overwhelmed. Everything is new and the possibilities are endless. I think it's because I loved going back to school so much every year that for me, the start of a new school year really signifies the start of my 12-month calendar year. Now, I've said before, I think it was podcast 134, where I define that I have three different mini new years in a 12-month calendar year, kind of like semesters, but they're not evenly distributed. So for me, September is the beginning of the school year, January is the beginning of the new year, and June is the beginning of the summer. And each of these little mini years inside of the main 12-month calendar year has a different energy to it, a different order to it, and a different set of possibilities. And the school year is the start that has the biggest set of possibilities for the next 12 months. Really, January, the true new year, is really an extension of any goals or things that I set into motion in September. And maybe if you think about it, it's true for you too. And while June is the beginning of my summer year, usually that's a season of getting things done around the house, connecting with family, getting caught up on pictures. It's not really an academic or a financial new year. It's September and January when I really set some goals for my business, for our family, for our house, and for my health. And this hasn't changed. I'm 45. It's been over 20 years since I attended any kind of school whatsoever. And recently what I realized is it doesn't matter if we're not going to school in the fall. This beginning of the school year in September really is a time when we should, even as adult women, do the things that our parents did for us when we were little girls. So when it was back to school time, or maybe you have your own children and you do this with your children, you make sure they have the uniforms that they need, they get a new pair of shoes, they get their haircut. They do all of these things at the beginning of the school year to set them up for success. Well, why don't we do that for ourselves? So I am going to do a back to school blitz starting on Monday. So if you're listening to this, as this podcast is being released, this is a Friday. On Monday, we're going to start the back to school blitz, and it's going to be a 5-day blitz. Now, when you think about a blitz or an invasion that's a blitz, usually I think like either a blitz in football or a war invasion that's a blitz. It's like an all-out effort. We're going to put all of our resources, our time, our focus into this one thing to set us up for a great next thing. And the thing I want to set you up for is a productive fall school year, a productive year. Productivity in the school year, if you really think about it, starts with being prepared. Why do we buy school supplies and new uniforms and new shoes and get our morning and evening routines ready for children? Because we want to set them out with everything that they could possibly need in order to be as successful as they possibly could be in this new school year, right? So ladies, we should do the same things for ourselves as well. We are productive home CEOs. We are the people that are in charge of the house, of the kids, of ourselves, of our health, of our fitness, sometimes of the spiritual well-being of our families. We have a lot of roles that we play. And here in the end of July and August, the things that we do, the preparations that we make for September will give us fuel for the next 8 to 12 months. Sure, we can do things day to day and we can prepare the night before, but really, if you take some time here in the Bermuda Triangle of months, which is what I call July, and really focus on what little things could you do now in July and August that would set you up for a better school year? And even if you don't have children, I really want you to do the Back to School Blitz with us. You could get information at organize365.com/blitz. This is 100% free. This is going to be so much fun. Like, I am so excited. I have kids. I have to get them ready to go back to school. I am more excited to do this blitz for myself than for them. As a mom, I focus on my kids and I will make sure they have what they need to go back to school. But you know what happens? I'll go 2 or 3 years before I buy myself a new pair of shoes. I'm sure you've been there as well. Or there've been seasons in your life where you don't really focus on your clothes like you should. Or you don't focus on yourself. You're so busy taking care of everyone else. So what I would love for you to do in this back to school blitz, there are checklists every day. And I want you to print out the email that you're going to get for as many people as you're preparing for the new school year. So for me, I have Joey, Abby, and myself. So I'm going to print this same email out 3 times. And at the top of each email, I will put Joey, Abby, Lisa. And then I will check off items for each person. Now, my kids are teenagers, so as much as possible, I'm going to have them do the checklists themselves. Now, I know you girls are out there. There are girls 7 years old, 9 years old, 12 years old. Hi, Ruthie. They're listening to the podcast and they are doing what I say. So girls, sign up. If you need to use your mom's email address to sign up, it is not going to cost your mom any money. Just go to organize365.com/blitz, B-L-I-T-Z, and you'll just have to put in your mom's email address. Ask her first. Do not put mom's email address in there without asking her if you don't have your own email address. But ask your mom if you can help her get ready for school. Here's the other thing I realized. When I started making this back to school blitz, like when I think about back to school, moms, maybe you can relate. All I see are dollar signs. We need new shoes, new glasses, new supplies, all of these things. But when I made these checklists, what I realized was in these 5 days, Monday through Friday, we aren't going to buy anything. All we're doing is decluttering, culling, and inventorying what we have in our house so that on the weekend or in August, we can go ahead and buy exactly what we need for back to school. Now, maybe you're more organized than I am, but I cannot tell you how many times I end up at the back to school supply aisle with my kids, and all of us are shopping because, oh my goodness, an office supply store or the office supply aisle at any store, I could literally stay there for hours. Like, if you want to know where I am in a store, you probably should go where binders are sold. That is where I am. And I could probably tell you everything that's sold there. I love the office supply aisle. So we get in the supply aisle and I know what the kids need for school. And then I see scissors. I go, we could use new scissors. How many scissors do we have? And I don't remember. So I either overbuy or I underbuy. And this is the best time of year to stock up on a lot of things. So let me tell you what's going to be in this back to school blitz. On Monday, we're going to talk about clothing, going through your closet, figuring out what you need to have, where to put those different sizes of things that need to be purchased, getting things ready that need to be altered, going through sports and exercise equipment, talking about shoes, and for the kids, that's when they organize their entire room. They go through all their clothes and they clean their room. Then on the second day, we're going to talk about setting up a command center. Spoiler alert, it's a Sunday basket. I know. You can't blame me, really. I mean, it's always going to come back to the Sunday basket. But I'm going to talk to you specifically about what is going to be in the Sunday basket for this back to school blitz, which is going to be from Monday through Friday that we're going to do it together. But it's probably going to take you a little bit longer to complete it than just those 5 days. So what I want you to do is set up a back to school Sunday basket. And a laundry basket will be perfect because we're going to be putting some things in there like clothes that need to be altered and some bigger, bulkier things. We're also going to talk about, in your Command Center Sunday basket, different things that need to be done for back to school, like all of the checklists and the supply lists and the school uniforms and getting the school schedule and pickup day and bus and carpool arrangements and setting up your calendar and setting any appointments that you need to make, yearly appointments, eye doctors, physicals, getting immunizations. And you know what, ladies? Just start doing it for yourself in August too. Like, I go to the doctor every December. Why do I do it in December when I do it for the kids in August? Like, the whole family should get their eyes checked in August. The whole family should have their annual physicals in August. It's so easy to forget when the last time we had an annual checkup was in any of the different kind of doctors that you see. Let's just do it all in August. On day three, we're going to talk about supplies. Now, obviously, if you have kids in school, they have a school supply list. But you, as a homeowner, should have a supply list for your home or for your home-based business. This is the best time of year to stock up on the pens and pencils and highlighters and all of these things. You get the best prices and the best variety. And I have a whole checklist for you to go through there. Then on day four, we're going to talk about personal grooming. That's that brand new fresh haircut, new makeup, getting a manicure. Are you listening now? Some of these personal grooming things that we just say we're going to do in the future, I want us to get them on the calendar. I want us to go through all of our bathroom supplies. What are we out of? What don't we like anymore? What do we want to get fresh, new supplies? And this is so much fun. Honestly, this is so much fun. Take your kids to the bath and beauty part of the store, especially if they are like over the age of 9, and let them smell all of the body soaps and the deodorants and all those things. It could be really a fun memory time, and get them used to picking out their own bathroom supplies. And then the last day on Friday, we're going to talk about what does it take to get this family out the door. Backpacks, lunches, purses, your car, and morning checklists. So the back to school blitz, you can find it organize365.com/blitz. This is going to be delivered through email. So you need to go to organize365.com/blitz to sign up. And then every morning at 5 a.m. Eastern, I'm going to send out the email. That way, if you're a super early riser, it'll be in your email for you. And if you want to sleep in a little bit because it's summer, it'll still be there when you wake up. And then at 10:30 Eastern, I will be doing a Facebook Live every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And I have additional things I want to share with you in addition to these checklists, ideas you might not have thought about, motivation, encouragement, and some great ideas to get these checklists done. So those will be on Facebook Live. And then I will save the videos and you'll be able to see those at the end of the challenge as well. This is a really short podcast this week because I want you to sign up for the Back to School Blitz and join me on the Facebook Live. And together we are going to get our kids and ourselves ready for a really productive fall and a new school year.